I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And we're still tweaking and playing with how we do the show. You may notice I'm using a webcam on my laptop now, and I'm also using the headset, as I did last time. And I have a watermark over here. Whoa. Getting fancy on you guys. And I have a Star Trek shirt on. This is, let me see if I can raise it up. There you go. That's McCoy, Scotty, Spock, and Kirk walking across Abbey Road. How cool is that? Abbey Road, Star Trek style. There you go. We have stuff this week on the show. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. We're also proud members of the Internet. Wait, not the Internet. The International Association of Internet. See, that's where Internet comes in. Of Internet Broadcasters. I have interesting times with that particular organization's title. By the way, if you are a member of the IANB team, guys, the website is acting a little weird. Just saying. When you click on the link to go to my profile, it says database failure. I don't think I crashed their site. It seems to be that way for everybody that has a database entry. So you need to check it out. I can do database entries for my profile, but it doesn't show up. Kind of defeats the point, don't you think? Anyway, we have stuff, as I said. Let me pull up the web browser here and go to the blog. The blog, of course, is drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen. Kodak announces a Bitcoin miner system. Now, Kodak, last show, I talked about the fact that Kodak is getting into blockchain technology by developing a type of, I guess you call it, blockchain currency to allow photographers to be paid for their photographs through this system developed by Kodak. Well, Kodak at CES 2018 also announced they now have a Bitcoin miner system, which is basically hardware, as you can see here in the picture, hardware that allows you to buy Bitcoins, and the way you buy it is you pay an upfront payment of $3,400 for a two-year contract, and then you let it run and eat up your electricity. And you get a production value of about $375 a month at current Bitcoin values. Now, admittedly, Bitcoin has gone from $18,000 per Bitcoin to the last I saw down around $9,000. So this price doesn't hold anymore. It's a very volatile currency. But at any rate, that's a two-year contract. And then it's a partnership where you only get half of the proceeds. So if you were to make $9,000 over the 24-month period, you get half of that. So I guess you come out ahead, unless you count all the electricity you're burning. I don't know. But anyway, it's interesting that Kodak is doing that, getting into that. I mentioned also last time that Tech Podcast Network did an amazing job at CES. They covered stuff that nobody else covered. If you go back and watch their video interviews, hours of them, they interviewed some very strange characters with some very strange gadgets, but they were interesting. They didn't all look useful, but they were interesting. So I encourage you to go to drbill.tv and check out those videos. Now, whoa! There you go, Geek Software of the Week time. Very good, Fred. Keep me on my toes. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Oh, boy. Anyway, Geek Software of the Week this week is very interesting because it is highly specialized. Matter of fact, when I tweeted out and put on Facebook that this was going to be a Geek Software of the Week, I had somebody notate it with an angry emoji. I thought, whoa, I got somebody ticked off because of my Geek Software of the Week. How weird is that? I guess what they were saying is this is not useful for me. Okay, all right, I understand it's not that useful for you. But the reason I looked into this is because I had somebody that was interested in this technology, and they wanted to know if I'd heard of anything that would allow them to do just this. And that is a software product called iCast 2. It basically allows you to take your iPhone, iPad, install the software, and broadcast from your iPhone or iDevice to an internet radio station, and it has an equalizer, it has a you're on the air indicator, all kinds of technology that's available in iCast 2 for the iDevices, available in the App Store. Okay, there's a video on the blog, drbill.tv, that shows how it works, and you can check that out. And there's also Broadcast Myself Pro, which is a version that works for Android. So you Android folks could do the same kind of thing. Now you may say, well, I don't ever have any reason to broadcast to a internet radio station. Well, those of you that do, this is how you could use it. But this guy basically said, ah, not useful for me. Okay. At any rate, I will do this. I'll give you a bonus Geek Software of the Week, okay? Because some of you are disappointed. I'll give you this bonus, and that's new. That's GNU, as in open source new, cache, newcache.org. GNUcache.org. Basically, what that is it allows you to do QuickBooks type activity absolutely for free, open source, very cool program. It graphs, it charts, it does all kinds of financial things, balances your checkbook, yada yada, all those things. And it reads QuickBooks files. So if you use QuickBooks and you don't want to upgrade and keep spending a bunch of money, you could pull your QuickBooks data into NewCache, and it will do the work for you that QuickBooks does. So check it out. Okay, so that's an extra Geek Software of the Week, just because some people were apparently a little ticked off at the one that I came up with. Oh well. Next item, Intel Broadwell and Haswell CPU reboot issues. Now this, of course, is more fallout from Meltdown Spectre. Intel CEO Brian Krzanich, I think I may be close to a right pronunciation on that, emphasized in his security first pledge that Intel is committed to transparency in reporting progress in handling the Google Project Zero exploits that they discovered. We have received reports from a few customers of higher system reboots after applying firmware updates. Ouch. Specifically, these systems are running the Intel Broadwell and Haswell CPUs for both client and data center. We are working quickly with these customers to understand, diagnose, and address the reboot issue. So if you are in that situation, yikes, be aware about that patch messing you up. Now, it also, as we have found out, the patch slows down computers. And as it turns out, the older your computer is, the more likely it is to be slowed down. So if you have newer computers, they won't be affected as badly, okay? So heads up on that. All right, Google has a Meltdown Spectre patch, and they say our brilliant Spectre fix dodges the performance hit, so you all should use it. Bragging a little bit there. But basically, the fix is called Rectpalide, I'm not sure how that's pronounced. It addresses variant 2 of the two Spectre CPU attacks called branch target injection. Variant 2 is considered by Microsoft and Google to be the trickiest speculative execution vulnerability to fix, as the only one that does cause a significant hit on CPU performance. So they're out there working for you, folks. They're trying to come up with ways to make this a better situation, okay? Now, last item for this particular program. This is a video I have on the blog, drbill.tv. Go check it out. This is Think Media's report on a product that they saw at CES, a live streaming camera with a built-in light and a built-in microphone. It looks really cool. So I've got that video, I've got their review of it on the website, drbill.tv, and I have a video from Marantz, the folks that make it, the Marantz Professional Turret. It's called T-U-R-R-E-T, Turret. And it shows in a little more detail how it works. It's basically a very, very glorified webcam with a built-in light and a built-in microphone that actually looks pretty cool. And it will record, it will stream, it allows you to monitor your recording, and just looks very cool. So check that out as well. Watch those videos and check them out. If you're thinking about doing a show, hey, you know I'm always messing with the technology, trying to come up with better ways to do things. So this might be a good way of doing things. It's $299, though, so it's not as expensive as if you went out and bought a microphone and a camera and a light and all of that. It's all in one, so I guess there's that. But it is a bit expensive just to try it. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you guys wanted to kick in and become patrons of the program, at patreon.com/drbill, then we would have the financial wherewithal to purchase some of these products and try them ourselves. And then we could do a report on them. So, yeah, give it some thought, okay? All right, that's it for this show. Remember, until next time, that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of drbillbailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.